The last poem's called Country House, and I was living in the country last year out in Oracle, and the poem is a rather bitter poem, but the feeling out there was really, it's really lovely country out there. And we lived in a very small house, but at one point in the spring, after I'd been there for quite a while, I realized that I'm simply not a country boy, and try as I would, I really didn't fit into the landscape very well. And the poem was written out of that mood of not belonging in a place. Just one thing, the Dnieper mentioned here, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but D-N-I-E-P-E-R, it's a river in Russia. Country house. This house is old, too small to contain lives furnished with smog, TV, divorce. The trees I drag like errant children from the hills are squandered in the fireplace. The coyotes howl at nothing, a fiction, a household in the woods. This antique bed would rot in some garage but for my sentiment. Gullies without pipes, land without the small dots of houses cozy in tracts, waste their scars. We are the new outlanders, here for rest and a taste of our father's blood. We gorge on fresh upcountry air, breed violent flowers whose incessant odor frightens and consoles. I imagine my father in this house, child of heart-struck immigrants, dreaming of hard work and a fast buck. He stands on a street corner in a shally hat and knickers, hustling papers under a gas lamp. Whose past does he romanticize? The sour smell of pigs? A Russian slum? No gain in that. Why do we love what's gone? The innocence we enshrine in sepia of Sunday picnics on the Dnieper is equal to our own false lives, greed, and deceit. Therefore, we live small in a country house and send out vines. When autumn comes, we crush the plump fruit into wine, drowse by the fire, and pump our children full of a past that was sweet, a future ruined before their time. Thank you.